Hey everyone, and welcome. Ever wished you had like a personal assistant that could do way more than just schedule your meetings? Like imagine an AI that can like gather information for those meetings
Gather the information,
or even like handle your online shopping and returns.
That'd be amazing.
We're talking about AI agents on this deep dive,
Absolutely.
and they're about to change like everything. We're going to walk you through the steps of actually building your own AI agent using this really in-depth roadmap from Jamga Tech.
Sounds intense.
It is dense, but don't worry. We'll make sure you grab like the most important nuggets and you see how to apply them
I like
to your
them.
own life. What's really interesting is how these AI agents.
They go so far beyond just automating like simple tasks, you know? They're becoming more like partners, you know, to help us solve these complex problems.
That we couldn't tackle before.
Okay, let's jump in.
Let's do it.
The first step, according to Jamga Tech,
All right.
is defining the problem and prepping your data.
Okay.
It's like building a house. You need a solid foundation.
Solid foundation, absolutely.
So what problem are you trying to solve with your AI agent? What should it actually be able to do?
You need to be super specific here. So let's say you want an AI agent to analyze your financial data and give you investment advice. That's a great starting point. But what kind of financial data are we talking about? Stocks, bonds, real estate, and what kind of advice do you need? Do you need long-term growth strategies or short-term trades? The more clear you are, the better your agent is going to perform.
That makes total sense.
But how do we actually prep the data?
Okay, so
The
the
roadmap mentions data cleaning, feature engineering, and building a knowledge base. It sounds a bit like getting your data ready
Kind of
for a fancy AI dinner party.
think of it this way. If your AI agent is that financial advisor, it needs the right information to make good decisions. Data cleaning is like making sure that information is accurate and up to date. No typos in those stock prices or outdated market trends.
Okay, so no serving spoiled data to our AI. Got it. What about feature engineering?
So feature engineering is about picking out the most important bits of data, and it's like you're highlighting the key phrases in a massive textbook for your AI agent to focus on. For our financial advisor, we might highlight things like price to earnings ratios or dividend yields or even like news sentiment about a company. These are the features that'll help the agent spot patterns and make smart predictions.
Got it. And lastly, building a knowledge base. What's the point of that?
So the knowledge base is like giving your AI agent a crash course in finance, you know? It's where you feed it all the background information that it needs, like financial models, economic indicators, maybe even some investing philosophy. The richer the knowledge base, the more informed your AI agent's decisions.
So data preparation is more than just tidying up. It's about making sure that the AI has
It has the right information.
the right information, presented in a way they can actually understand and use. That's pretty cool. But I'm also a bit relieved because I was worried about having to code the entire AI
The whole thing.
from scratch. The
Oh.
good news is you probably won't have to.
Probably not.
We're moving on to step two,
All right, step two.
developing and integrating your model. And this is where things get really exciting because you can choose to use a pre-trained model or build your own custom one. Pre-trained models sound kind of like those meal kits that come with all the ingredients already prepped.
Exactly. They're a great way to save time and effort, especially if you're just starting out. Think of them as AI models that have already been trained on a massive amount of data. So they have a good understanding of general concepts. You can then fine-tune them for your specific needs. Let's say you want your financial advisor to specialize in a certain type of investing, like value investing. You can find a pre-trained model
Right.
That already understands financial markets, mm-hmm. and then just fine-tune it
okay.
to focus on the principles of value investing.
That's awesome.
Right.
But what if mm-hmm. my AI agent's task
yeah.
is super specific,
mm-hmm.
like predicting mm-hmm. the success of indie bands?
That's a great example.
Okay.
If you're working on something very niche
mm-hmm.
where there aren't
right.
pre-trained models available.
Okay.
Building a custom model
mm-hmm.
might be the best way to go.
Okay.
It is more work,
mm-hmm.
but it gives you much more control.
So pre-trained models are like
yeah.
those versatile multi-tools.
Okay.
And custom models are like handcrafted
mm-hmm.
artisanal tools
mm-hmm.
for specific tasks.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've chosen our model, pre-trained or custom.
Okay.
What's next?
What's next? Yeah.
We plug it in.
Oh.
We just turn it on.
Do we just fast?
Okay.
It's time to train our model.
Go.
Remember our financial advisor.
Yeah.
Imagine teaching it how to analyze
okay.
company financials by showing it thousands of examples.
Okay.
It's like showing a dog new tricks,
mm.
but with algorithms and
yeah.
data.
Okay.
Instead of treats and belly rubs.
Wait, does that mean no. my AI agent will need treats?
I don't know about that.
And belly rubs too.
I think we're past that.
Kidding. But the roadmap does mention
okay.
giving the agent memory,
yep.
short-term,
yeah.
long-term,
mm-hmm.
and even episodic.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
So it's all about...
It sounds pretty sci-fi.
It's all about enabling your AI to learn
right.
and adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Think of short-term memory as the AI's mental notepad.
Okay.
It holds recent information, you
yeah.
know, like the latest stock prices or
yes.
news headlines.
Right.
Long-term memory is like
oh, yeah.
storing all the lessons the AI has learned
mm-hmm.
about market trends
okay.
and investment strategies over time.
Mm-hmm.
And episodic memory,
mm-hmm.
that's where it gets really cool.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So episodic memory is like giving your AI agent
right.
a personal journal.
Mm-hmm.
It allows the agent
okay.
to remember
mm.
specific events
okay.
and how they played out
mm.
in the case of our financial advisor.
Mm.
It might remember that one time
okay.
it recommended a stock
right.
that tanked
mm-hmm.
immediately after a CEO scandal
mm-hmm.
and then used that memory
right.
to make better decisions in the future.
So the different types of memory
yeah.
allow the AI to learn from experience
mm-hmm.
and become more sophisticated over time.
Exactly. That's what makes them
yeah.
truly intelligent agents.
Okay.
Not just
right.
rule-based robots.
Okay, so we've built this yeah. amazing AI brain.
Okay.
Trained it.
Trained it.
And given it a memory.
Given it a memory.
But it's still trapped.
It's still...
Inside our computer, right?
It's still trapped, yeah.
How do we connect it
mm-hmm.
to the real world?
That's where integration comes in.
Okay.
Remember those APIs we talked about?
Yeah.
They're like giving your AI agent... hands
right.
to interact with different systems and services.
So if my financial advisor
mm-hmm.
needs to pull
yeah, yeah.
stock prices from a website
mm-hmm.
or place trades
mm-hmm.
through my brokerage account.
Right.
It needs APIs to make those connections.
You got it.
Okay.
APIs are the bridges
right.
that allow your AI agent
okay.
to talk to
right.
other systems
mm-hmm.
and get things done in the real world.
This is all starting to make sense.
Yeah.
But what if
mm-hmm.
my AI agent
okay.
needs help?
He needs help, yeah.
From other AI agents.
Yeah, from other AI agents.
Like, okay.
what if I wanted to build a whole team of financial analysts,
mm-hmm.
each specializing
okay.
in a different sector of the market?
Mm-hmm.
Could they work together?
That's where multi-agent collaboration comes in.
Right.
Like a team of specialists
mm-hmm.
combining their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
They can share information,
right. mm-hmm.
split up tasks,
mm-hmm.
and even learn from each other's
okay.
successes and failures.
So my AI dream team could have
mm-hmm.
one agent focused on tech stocks,
mm-hmm.
another on energy,
yeah,
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
They could even compare notes
right.
and adjust their strategies
mm-hmm.
based on what's happening in different sectors.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've built...
So we built this...
This amazing team of AI agents.
This amazing team.
Trained them. Given them memory.
Yeah.
And even connected them to the real world.
To the real world, yeah.
Can we finally relax?
And let them take over the stock market.
Not so fast.
Okay.
We need to make sure that they're actually doing what we intended.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for step three.
Okay, step three.
Validate and optimize.
Okay.
It's like a final test drive before you hit the open road.
Right, because we don't want
no.
our AI financial advisors making risky bets.
Risky bets, yeah.
Without understanding the consequence.
Without understanding.
What exactly does validation involve?
So it starts with rigorous performance testing. Hmm. We need to make sure our agents are making accurate predictions, responding quickly, and using computing resources efficiently. Yeah. Hmm. No one wants their AI burning through their electricity bill while it ponders the next big investment.
So it's about checking.
It is about checking, yeah.
If they're smart.
If they're smart.
Fast.
And energy efficient.
And energy efficient. Yeah. Got it.
All right.
How do we actually test their performance?
Oh, no, we test it.
Do we give them a pop quiz on financial markets?
It's more like giving them real world scenarios and seeing how they handle them.
Right.
For example, we could feed our financial advisor historical data from a certain period and see how its recommendations would have performed. Mm-hmm. Or we could simulate a sudden market crash and see how it adjusts its portfolio.
That makes sense.
Right.
The roadmap also mentions validating tools and integrations.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just making sure
it's more than
those API connections are working properly?
Just checking if things are plugged in correctly.
Rope.
We need to make sure the data flowing through those APIs is accurate, reliable, and secure.
Oh, okay.
Imagine our financial advisor getting bad data from a stock ticker API.
Mm-hmm.
It could lead to disastrous investment decisions.
Okay, so we're making sure the information pipeline is...
It's solid, yeah.
Solid and secure.
And secure.
But what if our AI agents need to handle?
So what if they need to handle? Yeah.
More than just numbers and text.
More than just that, yeah.
What if we want them to analyze?
What if we want them to,
Charts.
Charts.
Graphs or even play videos.
That's where multimodal integration comes in.
Okay.
We need to test whether our agents can seamlessly handle different types of data, like text, images, and even sound.
Right.
Without getting confused.
So for our financial advisor.
So for our financial advisor.
That would mean.
It would mean, yeah.
Being able to read.
Being able to read.
A company's annual report.
The annual report.
May look at charts of its stock performance.
That's a performance.
And maybe even watch interviews with its CEO. All to get a complete picture.
All to get that picture.
That's pretty impressive.
It is.
But it sounds like all this validation and optimization.
All of it.
Could be pretty resource intensive.
Could be pretty resource intensive,
What if we're working with limited computing power?
Resource management is a crucial skill for any AI developer.
Okay.
We need to make sure our agents are using resources efficiently.
Right.
Especially if they're doing something computationally heavy.
Right.
Like analyzing massive data sets or running complex simulations.
So it's like teaching our AI agents.
It's like we're teaching them.
To be mindful.
To be mindful.
Of their energy consumption.
But their energy consumption. Exactly.
Like, to become.
We don't want them to become.
Power hungry AI monsters.
Power hungry monsters. No.
Okay. So we've built.
So we've built.
Integrated.
Integrated.
Validated. And optimized. Our AI dream team.
Our AI dream team. Yeah.
Can we finally sit back?
Can we finally sit back and relax?
Yeah, relax.
Knowing our AI.
Knowing our AI.
Is out there conquering the financial world. There's one more crucial step.
Okay.
Your agent needs to keep learning.
Okay.
The financial world is constantly changing.
It is, yeah.
So our AI needs to adapt to stay ahead of the curve.
So it's not a set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it.
Kind of deal.
Kind of deal. No.
It's more like
raising a child.
Raising a child. Yeah.
They need constant guidance and support to grow.
Guidance and support.
Exactly.
Building an AI agent is an ongoing process.
Okay.
We need to continuously monitor its performance.
Okay.
Identify areas for improvement.
Mm-hmm. And feed it new information to keep its skills sharp.
Okay.
Think of it like giving your AI agent a subscription to the Wall Street Journal and access to all the latest financial news and research.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
So we're not just
building
an AI agent.
Building an AI agent.
We're building a system for it.
We're building a system.
To keep learning.
To keep learning.
And evolving.
And evolving.
The roadmap mentions something called failure recovery.
Failure recovery, yeah.
That sounds a bit intense.
Yeah.
Does that mean?
Does that mean?
Our AI is going to have a meltdown.
It's not going to have a meltdown.
If it makes a bad investment.
Not exactly. Failure recovery is about building mechanisms for our AI to handle mistakes gracefully, learn from them, and get back on track. No AI is perfect.
Right.
And the financial markets are unpredictable.
They are.
So we need to be prepared for the occasional misstep.
So it's like teaching our AI.
It's like teaching it.
Resilience.
Resilience. Mm-hmm.
It needs to be able to.
It needs to be able to.
Bounce back from setbacks.
Bounce back.
And come back stronger.
And come back stronger. Exactly.
This is all starting to sound.
It is starting to sound.
Pretty advanced.
Pretty advanced.
Is there a way?
Is there a way,
for someone who's totally new to AI to get started with all this?
To get started with all this,
Feels like we've gone from
building
a basic chatbot.
At basic chatbot.
To managing a team.
To a whole team.
Of super intelligent financial analysts.
Of super intelligent financial analysts.
In just a few steps.
The Jamga Tech roadmap actually outlines two learning paths.
Okay.
The first one focuses on building a solid foundation in the basics of generative AI. And retrieval augmented generation, or RAG.
Okay, break that down for me.
Okay.
What exactly is generative AI?
So generative AI is all about using algorithms to create new content.
Okay.
Think text, images, even music.
Okay.
It's the technology behind those AI image generators
that
are all the rage these days. RAG takes that a step further by combining the creative power of generative AI with the knowledge retrieval capabilities of large language models.
Right.
Or LLMs.
LLMs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that power chatbots. Like ChatGPT.
Right. Exactly. Okay. LLMs have access to vast amounts of information and can process it in incredibly sophisticated ways.
Okay.
RAG allows them to tap into that knowledge and use it to generate even more creative and informative content.
Okay. Yep. Imagine.
Our financial advisor,
okay,
not only analyzing financial data, but also writing insightful reports, summarizing market trends, and even composing personalized investment advice, all powered by RAG.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
So this first learning path is all about mastering the fundamental building blocks of AI.
Building blocks.
From generative models to LLMs and RAG.
You got it.
Okay.
It's the perfect starting point for anyone who wants to get hands-on with AI and understand how these systems work under the hood.
And what about this second learning path? What does that focus on?
The second path builds upon that foundation and takes you deep into the world of AI agents.
Okay.
You'll learn about the different types of agents, how they interact with their environment, how to design complex agent workflows.
Okay.
And how to implement those memory systems we discussed earlier.
Okay.
You'll even explore the fascinating world of multi-agent collaboration, where you can build teams of AI agents that work together, like a well-oiled machine.
So the second path is where you go from...
The second path is where you go from...
Building individual agents to creating entire AI ecosystems.
Precisely.
Okay.
It's where you learn to think about AI on a system level, designing complex interactions, and orchestrating the behavior of multiple agents to achieve ambitious goals.
This has been an incredible.
It's been an incredible.
Deep dive so far.
Deep dive so far.
We've covered everything from.
We've covered.
Prepping data.
Prepping data.
And choosing models.
Choosing models.
The training. Validating.
Validating.
And even setting up our AI agent.
And setting them up.
For continuous learning.
For continuous learning,
But I have to admit.
Yeah.
All this talk about AI taking over financial markets is making me a little nervous.
I understand.
What happens if something goes wrong?
What happens if...
Who's responsible when AI starts making decisions that impact people's lives and livelihoods?
It's definitely...
It sounds like we're entering...
It's definitely a big shift.
A whole new world where AI is playing.
Where AI is playing.
A much bigger role in our lives.
A much bigger role.
Especially when it comes to...
Especially when it comes to...
Things like finance.
Things like finance, yeah.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Well, also a bit daunting.
Yeah, also a bit daunting, yeah.
So what are some of the things...
For some of the things...
We need to consider.
I need to consider.
As we develop these AI systems.
Transparency. is a big one.
Okay.
We need to be able to understand
right.
how our AI agents are making decisions.
Right.
Especially when those decisions have real world consequences.
Yeah.
If our financial advisor recommends a particular stock, we need to know why.
Okay.
What data did it analyze?
Mm-hmm.
What factors did it consider?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We don't want our AI operating in a black box where we have no idea how it's arriving.
How it's arriving.
At its conclusion.
At its conclusion.
It's like trusting a chef.
It's like trusting a chef.
Who won't tell you what ingredients they're using?
What ingredients?
In their dishes.
Exactly.
Okay.
We need to be able to audit
right.
the AI's decision-making process,
right.
not just accept its recommendations blindly.
Right.
And that ties into another important consideration.
Okay.
Robustness.
Robustness. Yeah. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
In the context of AI.
It means making sure our AI agents can handle unexpected situations and data inputs without going haywire.
Okay.
The financial markets are full of surprises, so we need to make sure our AI can adapt and make sound decisions, even when things get unpredictable.
So it's like making sure.
Yeah, like making sure.
Our AI can roll with the punches.
Can roll with the punches.
And not crash the entire system.
And not crash everything.
If it encounters a data point.
If it encounters something.
It doesn't understand.
It doesn't understand. Yeah.
Exactly.
We need to test our AI agents rigorously, expose them to a wide range of scenarios and make sure they can handle the pressure. And if they do make mistakes, we need to have mechanisms in place to identify
those errors quickly and correct them.
So it's about building, resilience into the AI system.
Into the AI system,
just like we were talking about with failure recovery, it's about anticipating.
It's about anticipating
potential problems and having a plan to deal with them.
And having a plan,
And as we build these.
As we build these.
More resilient and transparent AI systems.
And transparent.
We also need to think about. The human element.
The human element,
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
By the human element.
So AI is a powerful tool, but it shouldn't replace human judgment altogether.
Okay.
We need to design systems where humans and AI can work together effectively, where human oversight and expertise are still valued and utilized.
So it's not about...
It's not about AI versus humans.
AI versus humans.
It's about finding.
It's about finding the
right balance.
The right balance.
Leveraging the strength of both.
Leveraging the strength.
To create something truly remarkable.
To create something truly remarkable. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's about empowering humans with AI tools.
Okay.
Not replacing them altogether.
Wow. This has been
an eye-opening deep dive.
An eye-opening deep dive.
An eye-opening deep dive. Yeah.
We've gone from the nuts and bolts of AI agents
to exploring the broader implications of this technology.
Their broader implications. Yeah.
On our lives.
On our world.
And our world.
We've talked about
the steps involved.
The steps involved in
building an AI agent.
An AI agent.
Importance of
data preparation.
Data preparation.
Choosing the right model.
Choosing the right model. Training.
Validation.
Optimization.
And continuous learning.
And continuous learning.
We've even touched on.
We've even touched on.
The ethical considerations.
The ethical considerations.
And the need for.
Transparency.
Transparency.
Robustness.
And human oversight.
And human oversight. I hope you've come away from this deep dive feeling inspired and empowered to explore the world of AI agents.
We've given you a roadmap.
The tools.
And the food for thought.
And the food for thought.
Now it's your turn to go out there.
Now it's your turn.
And build something amazing.
And build something amazing. Remember, the future of AI is being shaped right now. And you have the power to be a part of it.
So keep learning.
So keep learning.
Keep experimenting.
Keep experimenting.
And keep pushing the boundaries.
And keep pushing those boundaries.
Of what's possible.
Of what's possible. And most importantly, keep asking the tough questions.
Right.
And striving to build AI that benefits humanity.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep exploring.
And keep diving deep.
And keep diving deep.
It sounds like we're entering like a whole new world.
It is a whole new world.
Where AI is playing.
AI is playing
a much bigger role.
Much bigger role.
In our lives.
In our lives, yeah.
especially when it comes to things like finance. It's exciting, but also a bit daunting, you know?
But also a bit daunting.
So what are some of the things we need to consider as we develop these?
As we develop these
AI.
Transparency is a big one.
Okay.
We need to be able to understand how our AI agents are making decisions.
Mm.
Especially when those decisions have like real world consequences.
Yeah.
If our financial advisor recommends a particular stock, we need to know why.
Okay.
What data did it analyze?
Yeah.
What factors did it consider?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We don't want our AI operating.
We don't want it
in a black box.
Operating in a black box? No.
We have no idea.
No.
How it's arriving.
How it's getting there.
At its conclusion.
At its conclusions, right?
It's like trusting a chef.
It's like trusting a chef.
Who won't tell you?
Yeah, won't tell you.
What ingredients
there's in it.
They're using in their dishes.
Exactly.
We need to be able to.
We need to be able to audit the AI.
AI's decision-making process.
Decision-making, yeah.
Not
just accept it. Right?
Recommendations blindly.
Yes, blindly, yeah.
And that ties into.
Another important
consideration.
Robustness.
Robustness. What is that?
What is that?
In the context of AI.
Yeah. It means making sure that our AI agents can handle unexpected situations and data inputs without
going haywire.
Going haywire, yeah.
The financial markets are... All the surprises. So we need to make sure our AI can adapt.
Right.
And make sound decisions.
Yeah.
Even when things get unpredictable.
So it's like making sure our AI can...
It's like making sure it can...
Roll with the punches.
Roll with the punches.
And not crash...
And
the entire system.
To crash the whole thing.
If it encounters a data point.
If it encounters,
like, you know,
it doesn't understand.
You need to test our AI agents.
Test it.
Rigorously. Expose them to.
Expose them to all sorts of.
A wide range of scenarios. And make sure they can. Handle the pressure.
And if they do make mistakes. We need to have mechanisms. In place to quickly identify those errors.
Identify and correct them. Yeah.
So it's about. Building resilience. Into the AI system. Just like we were talking about with failure recovery. It's about anticipating. Potential problems.
And having a plan.
To deal with them.
And as we build these more resilient and transparent AI systems. They also need to think about the human element. What do you mean by? The human element.
AI is a powerful tool.
Right.
But it shouldn't replace
human judgment.
Replace human judgment.
Altogether.
We need to design. Systems where humans and AI can work. Together effectively.
Yeah.
Where human oversight. And expertise are still. Valued and utilized. It's not about. AI versus humans.
No.
It's about. Finding the right balance,
Leveraging the strengths. Of both. To create something. Truly remarkable. It's about
empowering.
Empowering humans.
With AI tools.
With those tools.
Not replacing
them.
All together.
This has been an eye-opening deep dive. We've gone from... the nuts and bolts. Of building AI agents.
To exploring
the broader implications of this technology on our lives and our world
we've
talked about the steps
involved
in building an AI agent,
all those steps,
the importance of data prep choosing the right model training, validation,
all of that,
optimization,
and continuous learning we even touched on
the
ethical consideration
and the need for transparency, robustness and human oversight
I hope you come away from this deep dive.
Feeling inspired and empowered.
Explore the world. Of AI agents. We've given you the
roadmap, the tools.
And the
Food for thought.
Now it's your turn.
Now it's your turn.
To go out there.
To go out there.
And build something amazing.
And build something amazing. Remember, the future of AI is being shaped right now. And you have the power to be a part of it.
So keep learning.
So keep learning.
Keep experimenting.
Keep experimenting.
And keep pushing.
Keep pushing.
The boundaries of what's possible.
Of what's possible. And most importantly, keep asking those tough questions and striving to build AI that benefits humanity.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep exploring.
And keep diving deep.
And keep diving deep.